Let's bring Joan Tower into our American collection. Although I've introduced her many times, here's a quick review of her background. She was born in New Rochelle, New York in 1938 and raised in South America, where her father worked as a mining engineer. Her early musical experiences included family musicals in which she participated on piano and percussion. After returning to New York and completing studies at Bennington College and Columbia University, Tower founded the Da Capo Chamber Players in 1969 as a vehicle for performing her music and the music of her contemporaries. She served as pianist for the ensemble until 1984. The piece we'll hear tonight was written for that ensemble in 1977, so you'll hear Joan Tower as pianist as well as composer. In 1985, Tower was appointed composer-in-residence with the St. Louis Symphony. In 1990, she received the University of Louisville Grawemeyer Award for Music Composition for her piece Silver Ladders. Tower was the fifth recipient of this $150,000 prize, the first woman and the first American-born composer to receive it. The piece we'll hear is entitled Amazon. Here is what the composer says about the piece. The great Brazilian river, the Amazon, provides some of the images reflected in this piece. There is generally consistent background flow that is interrupted only occasionally by the static events or by silence, and which undergoes change in speed and width through the pacing of notes and the type of texture being articulated. Some different kinds of associations with the river will be evident in the trill passages, ripples of water, and in the fast unison passages, which have the effect of a waterfall and water turbulence. Let's hear it now in a performance by the Da Capo Chamber Players.